Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hour number 2, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Rich is off. Took a long weekend. Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly, is in the house. Greg Dickerson is with us as well. By the way, I'm going to guess that in the long run, things probably aren't going to end well with the Ball Clan in the NBA.
I was just reading a story here on USA Today about the debut of the Big Baller League or Junior Basketball Association.
Whatever it is. So last night, after he didn't get drafted, evidently the LA Lakers, who worked out LiAngelo Ball, he also worked out for the Warriors, didn't get drafted. The Lakers reportedly informed LiAngelo last night that they would not be inviting him to participate with their summer league team. Of course, they have his brother, Lonzo's on the team, but he's got a father named LeVar who's a bit of a problem. A Lakers source told Ramona Shelburne last night that they tried to make this strictly a basketball decision, but ultimately it comes down to more than that. So in other words, the LeVar Ball factor is real. Right. They don't want anything to do with this guy. He's going to screw things up for all three kids.
And this is the worst one. LiAngelo.
Well, supposedly. Yeah,
no, I thought it was...
the kid who's still playing is the one who's the high like 90 yeah. in the high school. In high kid school.
Is he's the next one who's better.
This kid's sort of like an afterthought.
Yeah. Danny DeVito.
He wasn't even invited or wasn't even considered for a G League team. Right. I'll be surprised if he even gets on to an NBA summer team.
He had to take his kid to Europe to find a place for him to play.
And then come back.
Where he averaged like 12 points a game.
Fight with the head coach.
Yeah, so... Shocker. This LeVar Ball thing is, it's not going to end well. Now, supposedly...
It's not really starting well. Never mind, not going
to
end well.
Right. But supposedly, the Lakers are already trying to get out from under Lonzo Ball. Right. First-round pick of a year ago. Lottery pick a year ago, and they've already decided...
Everybody won. Everybody. He was... Remember, if you remember last year, I don't know if you're a loser like I am, and you watch all the summer league games.
Nope.
They were... I didn't expect... Dale, not you.
Oh, I was going to say no, too.
They were packing Thomas and Mack. They were selling out Thomas and Mack Arena, 17,000 at UNLV for summer league games, in which Lonzo Ball was playing. He was that much of a phenomenon last year.
But at least he's talented.
He had some injury problems. He was okay.
He shoots funny.
He's terrible. But he was
an NBA
good,
talent.
Yeah.
He's an NBA
absolutely.
Talent.
Absolutely. But I just, at some point in time, and I know, listen, when we're in our early 20s, we all look at our parents as gods. You do even sometimes when you're older than that. And you listen to your parents no matter what they say. But at some point in time, if you're Lonzo Ball, I mean, you're old enough that you just say, Dad, what are you doing? You're screwing it up for me. I can't listen to you anymore. I can't, you know, I'm not going to disassociate myself with you, but, you know, I got to move on from you.
Well, so far, and now it's reaching the point where maybe it is beginning to be a detriment to him. But he went, what, 2?
Yes.
He went 2 overall in the NBA draft. Hadn't screwed him up yet, right? You can only go one spot higher than that.
Except a year later, the Lakers are not trying to get out from underneath.
Now might be the time where you say, Dad, I know, you know, it worked. You got me to UCLA. You got me to the Lakers. Now it's time. You need to step away. And I want to know more about the Big Baller brand. I really do.
Can I tell you something about the
Big Baller brand? The $500 sneakers, what they have recently, a robe that was like some ridiculous amount of money or a sweatsuit.
Doesn't this seem like a con job?
Yes. That's what I want to know about.
No, I just think that he thinks that much of himself.
But who buys it? I want to see sales numbers.
Funny you mention that, Andy. Last night at the opening
game. Did you buy some of these?
No, I did not. Okay. No, I never would. I actually have a good friend who outfitted himself and his son with a Big Baller brand t-shirt. And I have now disassociated myself.
And the t-shirt was probably $100 or something?
Well, last night.
Because everything is inflated.
Last night at the Junior Basketball Association, it's the league that LeVar is running.
Oh, yeah, the ball sells for a boatload.
Every single team, by the way, you know what their nickname is? Big Ballers. Atlanta Big Ballers. Houston Big Ballers. Los Angeles Big Ballers. I'll give you this one person. Fidel Martinez, 33, Guess what he did last night? Drove 90 minutes to get to Ontario, California to get to the game, paid $99 for a courtside seat. I don't know whether he bought the Big Baller brand socks, which are $10 at the concession stand, but those are the scary kind of people that we're talking about who go to these things.
Yeah, why? What do you think why? You're seeing? Yeah, why?
Right,
what?
Exactly.
I have so many questions, and they all start with W. Like, what are you doing? I'd like to see sales numbers. You know, actual, because he feels like a con, a pyramid scheme. There's just nothing there.
I wondered if people were even going to get the shoes that they had put deposits in on.
Yeah, because it took so long for them.
How many sneakers have they sold? How many balls have they sold? Because the ball, Wilson or Spalding put out the official ball, and it's like something, $600. So, and it'll be used in games, and you can buy it at the arena. Who's buying all this overpriced crap?
Yeah, supposedly the shoes are awful.
33-year-old Fidel Martinez.
Why?
That's buying it. I don't know. I don't know.
Why does he have so much money?
My good friend Mark and his son. I don't know why.
A T-shirt? Okay, maybe he can sway me.
Mark is a smart, intelligent, I don't think great he is. Person, great father. Well, the intelligent part, I have questioned now.
Judge people by their actions, and his actions speak
very
loudly.
He's still a great person, and I love him to death, but I do question his intelligence, yes.
And the T-shirt, at least, I guess a kid goes to school, and it's, you know, bragging rights. It's a little, oh, you got the ball to blah, blah, blah. But I just, the whole thing seems like just a house of cards ready to come toppling down that no one cares about.
Well, this whole summer, it seems that Magic Johnson's, you know, secret desire here is obviously we're going to get LeBron, we're going to get Chris Paul, we're going to get somebody, we're going to put together a super team here for the Lakers. And there are stories out there that the last thing LeBron wants is anything to do with LeVar or Lonzo or anybody named Ball, including Lucille.
But you know what? The first thing that Ball wants? To be attached to LeBron.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet he does.
Big baller brand with LeBron? Oh, absolutely.
But supposedly, that's one of the reasons the Lakers are looking to get out from under this guy, is because they think if they want to lure LeBron there, we got to get disassociated with the Ball clan.
What did they think?
I'm sure you heard the reports a couple of weeks ago before the phone call or the conversation between San Antonio and the Lakers, and San Antonio was like, "No, we don't want to talk to you at all. We're not dealing Kawhi Leonard to you." But a couple of weeks ago, there was a report saying that San Antonio had zero interest in Lonzo Ball. That it wasn't even a discussion point.
See, so, that's,
I wonder how many teams feel that way.
Now, this guy is he's a reasonably talented NBA player.
Yes.
He's flawed in many ways, in my opinion. But, you know, he's an NBA player. But I think there are teams who are saying, I want nothing to do with this guy because that guy comes
yes.
with him.
Yeah. They
that
all guy should over have there. Thought that. What did the Lakers think was going to happen? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
They thought that Lonzo Ball was going to be such a good or such a great dynamic player that would overshadow his father.
And he's a good player.
And he still may be a great
right?
player. Still may be a
but
great
But it's never
going
to overshadow the father. The father is around. Unless
Not
you
if it
convince
continues
him
like this.
To go away. Unless you can, and I don't, I the, can't the, understand they thought they were going to do that.
The Lakers have done their best to disassociate themselves or push Lonzo Ball, LeVar Ball away. Things like not allowing the media to interview
right.
him.
But you didn't have
games.
To.
LeVar did an interview last night for TMZ. Now, you knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
He's saying the Lakers are about to make the biggest mistake they've ever made if they trade away their
nope,
kid.
They did that last year.
They totally did.
You got what you knew you were going to get. Again, I don't blame LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball. They're the same as what they were.
I honestly
they
don't blame
came
the
as advertised.
I don't blame the Lakers.
I do. You're dumb.
I don't. I don't blame the Lakers.
It looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It's a duck.
The Lakers desperately needed talent where they were last year.
Here's and Jason Tatum went where?
Here's a homegrown.
He went three.
He went three.
So there was talent
did
on the board.
That would have been better than LeVar
oh, yeah.
than
hindsight
Lonzo
being,
Ball?
Hindsight being 2020.
No. At that time,
Lakers.
It was Lonzo Ball.
It is the Lakers. It's showtime. It's magic. They wanted the
circus.
They
you
wanted
the circus
the
crazy
yes.
dad.
Yes, that's
well, you're
what they
dumb. You made your bed
like
lie
I said,
in it.
They thought
you
Lonzo,
got what you deserve.
They thought Lonzo Ball was going to overshadow anything that LeVar Ball brought to the
that
table.
That was dumb.
That is not true.
We all knew that wasn't going to happen, right?
When
I think a lot of people said I wouldn't touch that kid with a 10-foot pole because
right.
of the father.
You're right.
Well, I even said at the time, assuming that let's say that the Lakers took Jason Tatum, I said I don't think Danny wants anything to do with Lonzo Ball or LeVar Ball.
Right.
I couldn't even picture Danny and the Celtics even contemplating taking that.
Wouldn't have had a conversation with him. I guarantee it.
So then he starts falling. Like, you were dumb. You made a dumb decision. Now you have to deal with
but
it.
But here's the thing. You'll always find somebody as dumb, if not dumber than you, in a professional sports league.
That's probably
the
accurate.
Lakers will find somebody. If they really want to deal him, they will find somebody. Maybe they get 75 cents on the dollar for him, but they will find somebody who says, all right, you know what? We are in dire need of talent. We're the
and then
Orlando
the next team,
Magic. Man, we need talent. And this kid's talented.
Then that team will look for 65 cents on the dollar. Right, and then the next team looks for 55 cents right. on the dollar. And, then, and his name is Dwight Howard or these other guys that just bounce around and teams think they can fix, change, whatever,
control,
deal with.
Yeah.
Right. And at some point they won't.
The awful thing is, and I feel badly for the kid because he's supposedly
a
good
he's
kid.
He's the one guy who I actually feel bad yeah. for.
He seems like a good, well put together kid.
But at what point does he have to take some responsibility and say, I'm an adult, it's my career, it's my life. Dad, get the hell out.
That's a hard thing to do,
right.
though.
Imagine
I understand.
Doing
that's
it gets done, though, right? You see it in Lindsay Lohan and some of these musicians that have to just say, no, you're out. It's not working. Yeah, this is my career, my life. I need to do it. You're crazy. I'm crazy. Let's just go our separate ways.
Yeah, but it's hard. I can imagine it's hard. Would
I
you
know.
Do it? Could
you know
you
what
do
else
it?
Is hard? To watch your career go down the pisser because
well,
of your dad.
Yeah, well, he's right now it hasn't gone all the way. He's got a big, giant contract. He's got money. So.
Well, yeah, because he was drafted.
He hasn't flushed it down.
Where's the next contract
yet?
Coming from? It's, how big's that going to be?
I believe Lithuania.
That's you got a lot of guys playing in Turkey, Lithuania.
I will say last night, LaMelo, 40 points leading the Los Angeles Ballers to a 134-124 win over the always difficult New York Ballers.
Well, so, he's the one who scored 92 points in
no,
a high
no,
school
no,
game.
No, no, no. LaMelo is the...
yeah, he's the third.
He's the 16-year-old. Yeah, he's 16-year-old, right.
He's the kid
he's
who
a
scored
baller.
92.
Yeah. He's a true baller.
Now
I think they're all ballers.
Supposedly, he's headed for UCLA, too, but at what
no,
point...
No, he can't. He can't.
No, he can't.
Because
oh,
that's he played right, professionally. Yeah. Because he already
no,
done.
Dad fixed
that's
that.
Right.
Dad took care
dad
of that.
Dad took care of that.
Don't
so.
Worry about a college education.
That's what he. That's why he's going to be a baller.
Big baller. Big
L.A. baller? Is he an L.A. baller?
He's an L.A. baller. I'm not sure where LiAngelo's playing, but he's also
he's
a big
more
baller.
Of like a Des Moines baller.
I don't believe the big baller brand is big in Des Moines.
Well, the minor league ballers, the little ballers.
Will there be a junior basketball association?
Yeah, the single
probably
A ballers,
sort of like the G League.
Is this the worst? Is this the worst
radio
parent?
Show? I thought you were going to say.
Is this the worst parent of an athlete since Todd Marinovich's dad?
That's a name
oh,
that comes
tough.
Up.
That's close.
That
you know when you're like almost physically and verbally
bred.
Abusive
when,
right.
when
your
you're
child.
You're breeding the child.
Right.
I'm probably going Marinovich is worse because at least Ball Lonzo Ball. Seems like a good kid and a good person, and he's an outstanding player, good
right.
enough to be a number two overall pick.
And we don't know that he has a drug problem or anything
right.
of that nature.
So I'm going
you know
Tom
who's
Tom
bad, too? Remember Baby Hercules? Remember that kid that was, like, jacked and was on all
oh,
these
yeah.
TV shows, and the guy was pumping steroids into, like, a seven-year-old. That guy was pretty bad.
I don't remember that. What
look
was
it
that
up,
one?
Baby Hercules.
Baby
or
Hercules?
Baby Tarzan, maybe. The kid had big long hair
yeah.
and was jacked and was doing
and
push-ups.
Looked
and this.
Like Lou Ferrigno
right,
at
like
the age
was a
of
man's
seven.
Body at yeah. the age of... Because the guy was injecting him with steroids. That guy's pretty high on the bad dad list.
And what, he was doing it at like seven?
Oh, yeah. Very, very... Note what age, by the way, would it be okay, Greg? Just wondering. 10 is okay? 11?
Note to self. Alexa, cancel the steroid cancel the steroid delivery for your 9-year-old.
Just go HGH in the early stages.
Did a quick Google search for Big Baller Brand. Found an article in the LA Times from this past January. The Chino, California company responsible for screen printing and embroidering the Big Baller Brand hats, t-shirts, and other high-priced apparel wasn't paid. They filed a breach of contract lawsuit in San Bernardino County Superior Court. The brand said when it came time to make payments, they kind of bailed. We tried for about 3 months. They said they would make payment about 7 times. They kept pushing it back and kept pushing it back. So they filed a lawsuit in November. This was last November to try to get their money. Then the Better Business Bureau warned consumers about patronizing Big Baller Brand, giving it an F rating, saying it received numerous complaints about problems with orders. The problems included orders not being received, shipments not being made in a timely manner, and an inability to get refunds. So the Better Business Bureau gave Big Baller Brand an F, the company that basically produced all the high-priced t-shirts and hats said, yeah, they're not paying us for this stuff.
It's a con. There's nothing there.
You're that Fidel Martinez from Southern California, age 33, and your $99 courtside seats?
How about your buddy?
Who? Oh, my buddy?
Bought a t-shirt.
I wonder how much the t-shirt
says.
I never asked him. I was so disgusted with him, I didn't even bother to ask.
Sucker.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all do, like I like to say, we all do dumb things.
Oh, sure.
Even as adults, we all do stupid things.
Well, there's a whole, like, industry infomercials and stuff of people buying the boat with a hole in the middle, but it still floats.
What, Flex Seal?
Yeah, you get what you deserve.
Oh, no. Flex Seal's got to be real.
Oh, the new one, the Flex Glue, where you can, like, pick up 8 billion pounds by just putting it together. It doesn't even have to dry or anything.
You can do it underwater.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't, MSNBC or NBC Sports Boston would not run that infomercial 47 times a day if it were not true.
What's their Better Business Bureau rating? Check that out.
Let's go back to last night's draft for the Celtics and Robert Williams III.
Is he?
Well, that's what they said. That's what they said his name was. So I'm guessing on the back of his jersey, it's going to say Williams .. you know, //.
Was he Robert or is he Bob? Because Danny did call him Bob to Terry Rozier last night.
But anyway, you talked about conflicting opinions, right? Mm-hmm. And experts. I rely on experts. That's why you're here. Well, not you so much. But I rely
on
experts.
We're on Radio Dale, and we're going to pretend that the first was Greg, and then you pointed to me.
NBA draft expert, Andy Hart. What is your website again?
Draftinfonba.com.
You know what? He would be just as valid as an expert as some of the experts.
Exactly. Yes.
So the Celtics go out, and they pick this guy 27th overall. And we said there seemed to be a whole lot of folks out there who thought this was a great pick. Maybe not everybody agreed with all that.
And a really key point by Mike Schmitz there, when he's motivated. And he's got to be motivated to play every night. If Boston does take him, you would think that Robert Williams would be motivated to fit into a team that's Eastern Conference Finals and has a chance to compete for an NBA championship when healthy. Because he is, athletically, he's top five in this draft. There's no question about it. And he reminds me a little bit of another Texas A&M guy. I mentioned it before, DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre.
He was a second-round draft pick. No offensive game. But he can run the floor. He can block shots, protect the rim. And he can finish plays.
It's a guy who's seen him play. So probably covered some of his games.
Some warts, you might say.
That's one opinion.
But
how about an NBA future NBA Hall of Famer? What would he think of him?
He does one thing that nobody on the Celtics can do. He's a lob threat, and he gets vertical really, really fast. So just imagine having Kyrie coming off a pick and roll, or Gordon Hayward, or Tatum, and having that lob threat where a guy has to stay home. I mean, it opens up a lot of different things on the floor. I think, like Mike Schmitz said, it's a home run play if you're the Boston Celtics.
A lob threat.
Yeah, they kept
that
saying
be
he's the
best one I've ever heard.
Lob catcher
lob
in the draft.
Threat.
Who can't catch a lob?
There's a handful of NBA players who do not have good hands.
I'm 4 feet under the basket when I do.
I mean, there's other guys they can't get low or athletically, but if you're just going up and there's a big ball in your face and you just put two hands, I mean, catch the lob.
Juwan Johnson couldn't catch a lob.
You're just so stuck on him, huh?
That's all I keep thinking of.
Keep saying Juwan Johnson. Okay.
Juwan Johnson.
And that, by the way, wasn't even the worst of the Billups. There was another part in there somewhere when I was listening where he just flat out wasn't listening to Billis. And he just goes on this energy thing or something. And, like, I would have actually liked had they turned into an actual debate.
Right.
If you have differing opinions and you legitimately feel like that guy said something bad, I don't think that's true. I think this kid gives effort. I think he – then say it. Have an actual debate.
But do you think that was actually the case?
No.
Or was Chauncey Billups just –
it was terrible. Right. The ESPN production of the lottery and then the – has not been good. Some of these guys that they're using are just not very good. They're not TV ready.
I don't know.
Their
Chauncey Billups
is weird.
I know Chauncey Billups is on their flagship NBA program, but I don't understand why he's on this.
Yeah, I don't really care for him.
He's not. He's
well, because I don't feel like he brings personality.
I'd rather hear.
Really.
I'd rather. You know, I know I'm a little biased here, but I'd rather hear Paul Pierce. I think Paul Pierce would have a better handle on the college game, at least. Maybe not with every pick, but he is a college basketball watcher.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have a better handle than Chauncey Billups.
But now we're just left, as Dale said. Who do we believe?
Jay Billis.
Jay Billis?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going with Jay Billis.
So this guy has some warts, and we're leaning on Al Horford and Brad Stevens to get the best out of him, motivate him.
And Dale, as we all know very well, anytime a unmotivated college player in any sport signs a professional contract worth millions, they become very motivated.
Well, especially
they turn
with
right
his,
around. Happens all the time.
The whole one of the stories was, you know, very poor upbringing and mother. I think grandmother died. Mother had to take care of the grandmother before she died, so lost her job. You know, no money, tears, and they were sort of emphasizing he stayed in school one more year, even though he could have kind of cashed in last year, waited this year to cash in, but she's never going to work again. And this is there's a whole story there that I don't feel great about. Right. It on one level, it's nice. Yeah, he wants to provide for his mother. He's a hometown boy. He doesn't even really like leaving hometown. But I need you to be a big city boy now, right? You need to come to Boston and play with the big boys now. And I don't know if that's what
he is. And you know what? You couldn't be motivated for 35 games in college. Well,
right.
Son, you play 82 in the NBA.
And by the way, those 35 games will allow you to get to play 82 later on for a whole bunch of money.
Right.
Wouldn't that be motivation enough?
Sure. If you are better, you make more money.
Guess what? You've got the talent. You could have been number 10 as opposed to number 27.
Top
and number
five
10,
athlete, Jay Billis
said. Top 10 makes a lot more than number 27.
And that was, and then some of the specifics that he talked about when going back, I was reading quotes about he wanted to prove that he wasn't just an athlete who runs the floor and you throw him a lob. He wanted to prove, I can start the break. I'm a passer. I can hit the three from the corner. And we know he never proved that. Was a 2-for-30?
All that's a lie. Basically, he went back to school last year to improve his draft stock.
And he did. It was just the opposite.
Right.
And he was going to be a lottery pick last year. Fell to 27 this year.
And you know
we're,
what?
We're sounding awful negative right now, by the way.
Well, no, it's
he went from the biggest steal in the draft last night to now we're saying he'll be in Turkey. 2 years.
No, I think I said 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to bounce around between a couple of NBA teams, G League, and then finally go to.
So he'll be included in a trade in 2 years and then be out of the NBA in four.
Well, he will be a throw-in, yes. Okay. And you know what? I'll say the same thing that I said at the start. It's a great pick now, yeah, because you swing for the fences. You try at 27 to go for the guy with the highest upside.
At a need.
Especially with the kind of team that you have now.
Right.
You don't really need
anybody.
You don't need anybody, right.
You need two guys to get healthy.
Right. 3 years from now, I don't think it will be a home run. And by the way, I was thrilled last night.
But they've also got a whole bunch of picks still coming.
They
could theoretically have four first-round picks next year.
Yeah, you don't need them. And I was thrilled last night, and it made no sense to me the last week with all the stories of they want to move up to the top five, they want to get into the top 10, they want Luka Doncic or whoever else.
His mom.
It never really, they wanted the mom, but not necessarily the player. It didn't really make a lot of sense to me because, I mean, isn't this a young team to begin with? What the hell do you want another 19 or 20-year-old kid on
Mo
the team?
Bamba.
Don't you want to go older? Don't you want to go older? Don't you want to say, okay, I got enough of the kids. I need somebody in their mid to late
20s. But there's no such thing as a four-year college player anymore, is there?
Well, no.
He just trips everybody, Grayson Allen.
Yeah, and he went a couple of picks before you.
And I wanted no part of him.
Now, see,
and people
Keith
missed
and
the fact.
Keith and I had this argument.
You wanted him?
No, I did
of
not
Of course
want
he
him.
Wanted him. He hates sportsmanship. That's the perfect Keith player. The guy's a dink.
I was stunned that he went to Utah.
But the
last place I thought he would ever go to was Utah.
The tripping to me was never as big an issue because I do think there's a lot of players that are right on that edge of are they scrappy? But if you remember on one of those when he got sent to the bench and Krzyzewski's trying to talk to him and he was literally shaking, crying, having some sort of an attack, like he's got issues. In terms of being under control and there are some deep-rooted issues there that go beyond tripping somebody.
He was better last year, Andy, than he was a year
I want
before.
No
he,
but to me, it's not a basketball thing. He's not wired right. That guy's not right. I'm
good,
telling you.
Good.
He will be suspended in the NBA.
I want that.
Or somebody's going to beat the crap out of him at
that
the
too.
NBA level.
Yeah.
I mean,
Draymond Green
will kill
one.
Him.
Yes, that's a good
By
one.
By the way, Draymond Green's a nitwit, too.
So maybe he's a smaller version of Draymond Green, but the dude can shoot.
See, there's a difference, the equation I used yesterday was Brad Marchand and Draymond Green.
Yeah.
They are both nitwits. At times, they do incredibly stupid stuff. They're also among the best players in their league, so you put up with it.
Right.
Grayson Allen's not going to be one of the best players in the league.
But
they're not going to put up
with
it.
Good college basketball player. I mean,
yeah, but
played
but
at the highest level.
10 years ago, 15 years ago, Andy, probably not a first-round pick, but in this day and age of the NBA, with the shooting and the spreading of the floor, he's a first-round pick.
Yeah, I just think it's a little bit like Lonzo Ball. You know what you're getting with Grayson Allen. There's going to be an issue. There will probably be multiple issues. It would absolutely stun me if he is not an issue at some point in the NBA. If there's not technical suspensions and you're talking about, wow, the kid's got NBA talent, but, you know, this other crap. And hockey and basketball are not the same. Being an instigator, a rat, or whatever you want to call it in hockey is part of hockey on some level.
I think it's part of basketball, too, in a way. I mean, Draymond Green has won that team a lot of games and helped them win championships by being an a-hole.
But
being
you
an
have
instigator.
To have a certain talent level
for
teams to be willing
to
put
We're
going to
find out if Grayson Allen does.
And he's a great teammate. He is a great teammate. Now you got to find out if Grayson Allen can be a great teammate as well.
Do we know whether the Duke players liked this guy?
I don't know. I've never heard otherwise. That's a good question. I've never heard otherwise. Never heard otherwise, but I don't know for sure.
I don't know if you would. I think that's something they would keep a lid on.
But to your point, the Warriors love Draymond Green. I can tell you this. The Bruins love Brad Marchand.
Yeah. Everybody.
They love the guy.
He's also an elite player now.
No, that's but my point is, if you're an elite player, I'll put up with a lot.
Every team that employed Rasheed Wallace, every team loved that guy. Everybody else hated him. But
right.
If you were his teammate, you loved him.
And every sport has him. Whether it's Rodney Harrison or Cortland Finnegan or these guys that just seem like total dinks and they're always fighting, getting on. And then they find teams that want them because they can play.
Did you see Donovan Mitchell's reaction last night after he came off the stage? Came off the stage, Donovan Mitchell just leapt into his arms, basically gave a huge hug and was so happy.
He was tripping.
He might have stuck a leg out. I don't know. NHL draft is tonight. They're in Dallas.
Andy?
Big D, Dallas, Texas.
Now that's why I was brought in.
I
like the guy from Sweden.
The kid from Moose Jaw.
Oh, Moose Jaw.
It doesn't matter. The Bruins at this moment don't have a first-round pick.
A couple Canadians,
so,
too.
So there might be a couple of Canadians. However, Don Sweeney is hard at work today. He is one of four general managers meeting with a guy named J.P. Barry. J.P. Barry is the agent for Ilya Kovalchuk. Barry is meeting individually with Don Sweeney, also the general managers from the LA Kings, the San Jose Sharks, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Don Sweeney has made it very clear they have sincere interest. He wants to sign Ilya Kovalchuk. Apparently, the interest is mutual. J.P. Barry has already narrowed it down to these four teams. One of these four teams will end up with a 35-year-old who last played in the NHL 5 years ago.
And you want him.
I'm not sure.
I've heard you discuss it's Nash or him.
Well, and this guy will be shorter term and probably less money. So in that regard, you know,
He should be. He didn't play in the NHL.
Well, he's been playing.
For half a decade.
Yeah, he's been.
I hate to ask the question, but how well was he playing in the KHL?
He's playing really well.
He was.
Yeah, he was. He's 35. He's not 45. Right. He left. When he left the New Jersey Devils, he was a prolific scorer 5 years ago. He went over to the KHL. He's been, you know, point-of-game guy over there as well. Now, is this the guy? What the Bruins see, first of all, he's a right shot, right wing. That's what they're looking for. He's a top two-line guy. He can, you know, he can slot on one of those top two lines and provide some offensive power. He's a big guy. He's like 225 pounds and strong. Apparently, not only do the Bruins want this guy sincerely, they're making a contract offer today. They're one of four teams that are making a contract offer today. And they'll find out, you know, I would think fairly soon. If I'm Sweeney, I almost want to get an indication from J.P. Barry. It might change what I do tonight. J.P. Barry says, look, I got to be honest with you, Donnie, you're not in this thing. Okay, then I'm going to go this direction.
Now, should I read anything into the three other teams being Western Conference, West Coast teams? Because didn't I see initially the number of teams interested was like in the teens? Was
a lot high of teams number. Were.
So now we're down to four finalists or whatever you want to call them. Did they pick three teams in the West because he wants to be out West? Or anything? I mean, am I analyzing that too much? Or
well, I think that what he's looking for at the age of 35 is an organization that it will pay him, obviously, but will give him a chance to win. And I think he's made the determination that
I would skip Vegas probably. Based on, despite what happened this year,
in the Stanley Cup final this year.
I'm not exactly sure that that's
back year.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I wouldn't disagree with you, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, he's looking at it and saying, God, they were in the Stanley Cup final this year. I mean, how bad are they going to be?
Probably not as good. But if as you say, it's between Kovalchuk, it would be Kovalchuk or it would be Rick Nash.
Nashty.
I would go away from Rick. I would go with Kovalchuk based on what I saw out of Nash last year.
What'd you see out of Kovacek last year in the
You
watched Summer League basketball.
I have the KHL Sunday ticket.
Yes. But that's not that expensive.
You know, it's only 47 rubles. It's not too bad at all.
I mean, obviously you couldn't predict injury when you acquired Nash. I was all for giving up the first round pick to get Rick Nash. I had no issues with it then, so I can't clobber Don Sweeney if he doesn't have a first round pick tonight because, oh, come on, see what you did?
Right.
You couldn't predict he was going to get a concussion.
No, but I don't think there was anybody who complained about that deal when it happened. Everybody was all for it because the Bruins were, quote unquote, going for it.
Right? Look, it is easy to say now, assuming that it stays the way it is, Bruins don't have a first round pick tonight. It's going to be easy to say, see? If you hadn't done that, you'd have had a first-round pick tonight. Well, at the time, they were going for it.
And they're already loaded with young talent.
Exactly.
They got a lot of young talent.
So, I mean, you're a little like the Celtics. Even if you drafted a guy in the first round tonight, it's not like, well, this guy better get up quick. We need him. I mean, you're loaded with young talent. You're already a good team. You were already considered a top contender for the Stanley Cup. I mean, I don't think you're in a must-draft,
must-need
position.
You've got guys in Providence who couldn't who could play in the NHL.
Now you're adding a veteran who, you know, is 5 years out of the league.
But it's not like he wasn't. KHL is like the number one league in Russia, right?
Right, but what is that level compared to NHL? 80%, 90%?
It's not NHL. I think it's probably AHL or maybe slightly above AHL.
Why did he go
back?
So
he's a minor
leaguer. Was it a personal thing or was it a mob thing? Do you know?
No, it's a legitimate question. Because he stepped away from a lot of money here when he did go.
Right.
He had a long-term, an interminable contract.
Yeah, the NHL said no.
Maybe Lou Lamoriello just drove him out of the country. You know, he was working for Lou and the Devils.
Yeah, there's got to be a story there, right? I mean, we don't know the whole story.
Probably not.
It's interesting. Why don't you work on that, Greg?
I'm not a hockey guy. That will be Dale's thing.
Yeah, Dale.
As soon as he signs with the Bruins and he comes on the Dale and Keefe show, that will be the first question that Keefe asks.
You going to call him? Get his number?
I don't have
Ilya. It's a Russian area code. What's the country code?
The phones work over there very well.
Well, FaceTime him. FaceTime international.
But don't tell him we're on the air.
Yeah, don't tell him. Yeah. Just
say, hey, did the mob make you come back to the KHL and take you away from the NHL?
Will Bruins fans be upset if the Bruins' big free agent signing this offseason is 35-year-old Ilya Kovalchuk?
Who's been playing minor league caliber hockey across the globe?
No, I don't think they. Not unlike other seasons, no. Because I think most Bruins fans look at this team and say, got a pretty good team, you know, need a small piece here or there. But I don't think Bruins fans are going to be upset if that's their, you know, marquee guy.
And they certainly didn't. You're sort of painting it as if you make this signing, then Nash is gone, like an either or. I don't think there was any affinity really grown for Rick Nash in the time that he was here. Some were disappointed in the performance and the injury and the playoffs and everything.
And again, you can't predict that, but. The facts are the facts. He got hurt.
The reality is the hopes that came with the trade were not realized.
It'll be interesting to see if Don Sweeney is able to move one of his high-priced guys. Some of the hockey rumors out there is that the Bruins would be interested in moving away from David Backes. I've even read that they're trying to see if there's a market for David Krejci.
Krejci makes sense.
Now, that frees up a lot of money.
Who the hell would want, is it 2 years or 3 years left?
Two years.
Who's going to take 2 years at David Backes? Well, I love the
signing.
Isn't
that what you said last summer? Who's going to take Matt Bolesky?
I guess
now,
you've
got to eat some of the deal.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like he skates in mud. I loved it when they signed David Backes a few years ago or a couple of years ago because they needed a player like that. But, I mean, It was a five-year deal? Wasn't it a five-year deal?
Yeah, it might have three left.
I thought it was a five-year deal. But, I mean, I looked at that deal and I said, good God, the last 3 years of that deal, it's just going to be awful. And I don't know who would take him.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted by a lot of bad pun headlines in my head, like no Backeses or anything. Sorry.
Save that for the paper.
For Patriots Football Weekly. Yeah.
Headline puns are fun. And by the way,
the headlines.
Did you read the – we got the show email with the rundown.
Yeah. I haven't looked at it yet.
Did research.
Okay. Like what? What did you do?
Printed out a paper from it. Did you see the headline from the USA Today? Now, this is a legitimate story. In a legitimate paper, right? USA Today?
Yeah, sure.
You got the
hotels all over the country. Yeah,
sometimes.
And yet, more legitimate than Patriot Football Weekly.
I don't think that's fair, accurate, or necessary.
It was just a joke. It was just a joke.
Not funny.
It's just a joke, Mr. Kraft.
Sometimes they hurt. They cut deep. I think they let somebody like me write this headline. Philly fanatics' wayward wiener hits woman in face. Causes injuries.
Yeah, that was probably you who wrote that.
And then the quote from the woman is what? It just came out of nowhere and hard. This is what they sent me for show prep.
No, that's what you printed for show prep.
I can show you
the
email.
You didn't have to. I
clicked. I appreciate that I opened it and used it and printed it and highlighted. Look at that show prep. Wayward Wiener is now highlighted, as is it came out of nowhere and hard, McVay told the TV.
I talked to you know, a little behind the curtain here. Dale, when you came in for the cross, I was talking to Greg and Andy about, you know, the words you're not supposed to use and the terms and all this stuff.
Wayward Wiener?
And I said, I'm going to be here if you guys go on the show the way you're talking. I'm going to be here till 10:30 writing our program director a letter describing what
Andy,
had happened.
So you send me a link to a story that you seemingly want me to read and prepare to talk about.
Andy.
Yeah, you're not talking about the article, though.
The article is really short. The headline is half the article, and the headline is
and it's all
Philly
you wanted
fanatics,
to talk about.
Wayward Wiener hits woman in face.
Yeah,
that's what you sent me. And if it can be printed in the USA Today,
I saw the nice lady interviewed on TV. She's got a big black eye.
And the unfortunate thing is, when
she got
a big wieners in Philadelphia.
And if you do the research
I'd say that, but
you know that she was already injured, and the reason she couldn't catch or deflect the big wiener is because she had a shoulder injury. So her normal reaction wasn't up to it, you know.
I'm wondering about the intelligence of getting a giant cannon to fire hot dogs at fans.
It's pretty cool. But I think the one issue they may need to look into is, according to the story, to keep it intact, they wrap the errant hot dog in duct tape.
Good plan.
See, you're wrapping it in duct tape. That kind of makes it a missile, a projectile, right? This is no longer
in the eye.
Because it came out of nowhere and hard.
Will she be suing the Phillies for $9 million like the woman who sued the Red Sox?
McVay told the station she isn't planning to take any legal action.
News report about this. Check this out.
We're going to begin here at 4:30 with a strange story involving the Fanatic, a hot dog, and a head injury. On Monday, the green mascot shot a free meal high into the stands with his iconic cannon, hitting a Montgomery County woman square in the face. And here's a sentence I never thought I'd say, but if you thought a bun and a sausage couldn't really hurt anyone, frankly, think again. Action News' Sarah Bloomquist live in Plymouth meeting this afternoon to explain just what caused all this damage. Serious injuries here, Sarah.
Yeah, Brian, and trust me, this is not what Kathy McVay wanted to be known for. Monday night at the Phillies game, she got hit right between the eyes by a hot dog fired from the Fanatic's hot dog
Andy
cannon.
Leave the room.
The injury was bad enough she got sent to the emergency room. Now she has a message for other Phillies fans.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. I never thought a hot dog could hurt.
Kathy McVay did...
Oh, my gosh. I never thought
of it. Out of here.
Kathy McVay did get hurt, and by a hot dog.
It just came out of nowhere.
And
it was
hard.
Like,
that's what she said.
And hard, yeah.
On Monday night, McVay was seated behind home plate when the Philly Fanatic started firing hot dogs, real hot dogs, into the stands. A longtime tradition, just like in this YouTube video posted by Major League Baseball. Keep in mind, the Fanatic's hot dogs are wrapped in duct tape, and one landed squarely between McVay's eyes.
And then, next thing I know, he shot it in our direction, and... bam, it like hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew.
Oh, she has glasses on too.
She said she couldn't swatted away because she has a shoulder injury that requires surgery in the coming days. That night, she ended up in the emergency room to make sure she didn't suffer a concussion.
Nothing's broken, thank God, but you know, it's gonna be, it's sore, it's very sore.
Kathy McVay loves the Phillies and doesn't plan to take legal action, but she does have a message for fans.
Just to be aware, you know, because you never know, you know. I mean, you would think, I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
And yes, she does understand if her story gets a few laughs.
It gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine.
No, very serious.
I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
Not a wayward wiener.
I work with children.
Oh, she admits it's funny.
Both of you are turning like blue over
wieners
here.
Wieners are funny.
Didn't Jamie Foxx get in trouble recently
yes.
for something similar to this?
And hard.
It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard.
How did you ever come up with the plan of wrapping it in duct tape?
See, I don't... How do you... if say you even caught it. How do you eat it? Like, it's
yeah,
now wrapped in duct
tape.
Now you have to rip duct tape off? That sounds disgusting.
Is there mustard inside there, too?
Right.
Is it just a... plain,
that's awful.
Lukewarm.
That's the problem. The execution adding duct tape to the scenario.
Why would anybody want it?
What?
The hot dog. Daly, okay?
No, I just
he's like, I can't believe my career.
I never thought a hot dog could hurt.
She was screaming, me too, me too.
Dale, anything? Anything to add, Dale?
Children.
And hard, yeah.
She admitted it's funny. Right. She's happy to bring joy to the world with her little incident.
For children like us.
Right.
Not making light of
a good
of
laugh on a Friday afternoon about a wiener is gold.
Right, exactly. No, actually.
Radio gold.
Hey, actually, is this the Andy, money hour, 4 Andy, o'clock?
Andy, I correct you. It's gold anytime.
That's true. Smiles.
And yes, she does understand if her story gets a few laughs.
It gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine.
The world needs more smiles.
It made two of you laugh.
And then she will be suing the
Phillies. Well, you are a humorless old coot.
You're just no fun, Dale.
You guys made me laugh more than her story. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.